See My Voice is a project run by British Blind Sport, and it's designed to give young blind and partially sighted people the skills they need to progress socially and vocationally, and it's all done through the medium of sports participation, but perhaps not in the ways you may think. Well, there's another intake for this year about to take place, so to learn more about the story so far, and if you fancy getting involved, how to do that, we have with us from BBS, Liana Casio.
Thanks for having me back on the show.
Just remind us then, Liana, a little bit about See My Voice, how it all works.
It's aimed at 11 to 18 year olds, and what they do through the process is once they apply and join us, we put them through a couple of development days and get them in touch with opportunities that are based on their needs and wants. So it's completely tailored to each individual. They do as little or as much as they want to get the most out of the program. In terms of the opportunities that we kind of source, it's based on volunteering, and we try to broaden their horizons in terms of what that looks like. Typically youngsters think that it's just coaching, officiating, but we try and to get them in touch with administration, maybe some social media, blogging, etc., and just to give them broad opportunities to develop those other skills, which, as you said, links to those kind of employability skills for the future.
When you think about sport, you probably just think about participation. You don't think of all the things that perhaps go in the background, you know, event organising. And these skills are really transferable in their social lives and indeed, you know, education, vocation as well.
Absolutely.
So you've had an intake already. How's that all gone?
So we're not far from wrapping up, actually, the first cohort. You know, if you blink and you miss it, it's been quite a quick year from our perspective, and a lot of them have seemed to develop and grow. We've had a mixture of opportunities. Some have been volunteering at Lord's with the cricket, some have been in the youth games. We've got some helping out at their school games within their setting, some at their local schools, their local sports clubs. So it's been a broad range of mixed experiences from the young leaders. And as we said before, those that really engage in the programme get the most out of it, because at the end of the day, we're here to support them. So the more that they want from us, the more that we go out of our way to make sure that that is visualised, I guess, in that respect.
So there's lots of opportunities to develop here in different avenues.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the strengths of the programme, is that we try to help young people make further connections, not just with organisations, but with other youngsters with sight loss. So it's just making them have, I guess, the support network for them to be more aware of what they can achieve and raise their confidence, and hopefully with that they can inspire other young leaders to get involved in this programme and other social action in their communities.
So the first intake, they're almost at the end of their session. Have you had feedback from them? You know, what have they thought about? Any successes, any real big surprises that they thought about?
So we're currently actually going through our research phase to pull out their learning, and part of their qualification that they do achieve through is the sports leadership one. They will be presenting themselves as a case study, so that is kind of under wraps at the moment, and I'm hoping to give you some further information once we receive that from them themselves. But the young leaders are busy collating their experiences to date and reflecting on their journey at this moment in time. Some of them have anecdotally have noted, you know, how in just 6 months they've changed their outlook or their perception of what they want to do or can do in future, and kind of a bit more about their purpose and direction that they want to go in. So we're looking at using our kind of year one graduates, as you like, to push them into another avenue with an opportunity to mentor the new recruits. Because I think, although, you know, I'm here as a soundboard and there's the people at their local club or their school, etc., it's always nice to have somebody who's been through the system to support them moving forward. And that's another thing that we're looking to develop their skills in terms of how do you mentor young people in sport, which hopefully they'll reap the rewards in terms of making that peer-to-peer connection stronger.
So the first guys are going to be there to help the new intake, the newbies. But when are you hoping to bring in a new cohort?
So at the minute we're recruiting right now, so that's live until the 22nd of October, so time's a ticking. We're hoping that we can get started in January with the first sessions for the new cohort, and some of the graduates might be there themselves to kind of help deliver the days as well.
Are there any particular criteria that they have to fit into to be able to apply?
In a nutshell, is 11 to 18 and has a visual impairment. However, you don't have to have a keen interest in sport. We just use that as the vehicle to develop those tools. So it can be anybody. It can be people that see themselves to be inactive and just want to develop employability skills, communication, organisation, etc. So we're open to anybody within that kind of age bracket that wants to develop themselves. I think as long as somebody's prepared to develop themselves, we'll go out of our way to obviously support them to achieve that in the best way that we can.
Fantastic. So if people would like more info, Leanna, how do they get in touch?
If people want more information on See My Voice, which is funded by Sport England and the I Will Fund, then you can contact myself, Leanna, which is Lijana, at britishblindsport.org.uk, or they can call our office, which is 01926 424247. If they're struggling to access it through the website, then we're more than happy to take a phone call and get them to do it there and then with us.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope many more do take the opportunity, Leanna, and we will catch up with you once again to find out how it's all going. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us again, Alan.